Okay, the Siyata Dishmaya. From Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, we're going to discuss some of the halachos of taking out a stain on Shabbos. From Rashi on the bottom of Kuf Mem Aleph, is mashma that the Isser of Melabein would be only if one is using water, to the point that according to Rashi, if you had a stain and you did not use water, but you removed the stain, it would seem to me that Pashat Shat means entirely remove the stain from the inside of the Beged, that would be acceptable. What is the problem of removing it from the outside of the Beged? That the Gemara says, that you're allowed to take it off on the inside, not from the outside. Rashi says, because if you take it from the outside, people would think that you would also use water, and then that would be an Isser of Malabim. If we paskin like this simple reading of Rashi, what would emerge is there would be absolutely no problem for a person to remove any ketem, any stain, if they weren't using water. However, in the Mishnah Brura, we clearly don't pass in that way. If you take a look in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he summarizes these halachos very, very clearly, and he says there are four different ways one could be over the Isser of removing stains. Let's just review these four basics. Number one, Shriyas HaBeged B'mayim, this is Perek Tesvav, Oz Beis and Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. If you soak a Beged in water, Kibus HaBeged B'mayim, if you rub the Beged with water, Schitas HaMayim, Shenisvaku B'Beged, if you squeeze out water in a Beged, that could also be Malabin. We saw that as Shitas HaRamam when we did the Daf. And number four, Hasaras HaLichluch HaSvug B'Beged, removing any lichluch that's safug bebegin. Notice Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos says lashem, removing a stain is going to be aser. So halacha l'maaseh, we don't paskin like this Rashi. One of the reasons we don't paskin like this Rashi is because there's a stira in the simple reading of the Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that Rashi in Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph says that if you have a jacket that is dirty, you're not allowed to shake out all of its dirt, and that is chayiv, that is going to be in Isser Doraisa. Based on this, the Sharetzion Mishnah Brura, Simin Shin Beis, Sif Katan Mem Aleph, explains the following halacha. And that is, that when did the Rashi tell us, on Kuf Mem Zayin Amin Aleph, it's going to be Isser? That's if you're removing all of the dirt. If you remove all the dirt, then Rashi would agree on Kuf Mem Aleph Amin Aleph that that's Nisa Daraisa Malabim. However, when Rashi described, and our daf says the Sharetzion, he said that the halacha is that if it's not Malabim, it's not going to be Asa Min HaTorah. There it was talking about where you're not removing the entire stain. In other words, according to the Mishnah Brura and the Shmur Shabbos Kehilchasa, halacha l'maisa, there's two halachos of removing a stain. Number one is the moment you remove some of the stain with water, boom, that's already the Isser Malabim. And number two is, even if you don't use water, if you remove the stain entirely, that's going to be an Isser Daraisa. How do I know that if you remove the stain entirely, says the Sharetzion, because Rashi said, Kuf Mem Zayin Amin Aleph, that it's going to be Isser. So Sharetzion points out, that's his answer, how he fears Ois Halacha L'maisa, to Rabbi Akiva Eger's question as well. So number one, halacha l'maaseh. Number two, an answer to Rabbi Akiva Eger's question. Da'ainu, that Rabbi Akiva Eger had asked the stira between the two. The answer is that if you remove the stain entirely, then you're chayiv even without water. When do you need water to be chayiv? That's when you don't need, where you haven't removed the entire stain. What comes out then? According to Mishnah Brura, you have to be careful. I walked down to the shul in Baruch Hashem, here walking down from Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph. Usually my shoes and my pants are full of dirt, so I'm allowed to shake off a little bit of the dirt, but when I come into shul, my pants are still dirty. Why? Because I'm not allowed to take out, according to Mishnah Brura, I'm not allowed to take out all of the dirt. Even though I'm not using any water, that already is going to be a problem. The moment in which all the kesem has been removed, then that's going to be problematic. This is the Waminaga Olam, how to be Noeg. according to the Mishnah Berurah, and that's how many do. I just want to point out, it's not the only way of answering Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. It's very interesting. Meiri Barabi has Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, he follows the Mishnah Berurah, Allah Lamaisa, but he himself has a different answer in the stira of Rashi, and I think many others, how they'll deal with this Rashi, might bring them to a place of halacha that would be different than the Mishnah Berurah. Obviously, again, before I go on, this is Lahagdil Torah Adira. Halacha Lamaisa is, as I said, from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, but you should be aware that in cases of Tzorech, it might be that there are other opinions as well. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita answers the stira in Rashi, and he says, if you take a look, Rashi never said on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph that's Malambe. Rashi didn't tell us what Malacha it is. So Rav Nevin Sal has an interesting take. He says there's a Malacha called Menapetz. Menapetz means that when they prepared the wool, they would clear out the wool from any impurities. That was the Isser of Menapetz. So he says, this is not Malabin. Malabin is like Rashi said. Malabin is when you do kibus, and the way you do kibus is with water. However, Menapetz is when without water, it's cleaning wool, or for that matter, a garment, out of its impurities. And that's what the Gemara was saying. In fact, Rav Nevin Sal has a brilliant riot from both Maseches Ksubis and from the Rashi, from the Gemara itself, on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Because the Gemara then goes on and gives us another example of Menar Telisa. Ula Uklu Pumbedisa, Chaz Rabbanan to come in Naftzi Gamlayu. They were Menafates, their garments. So Rav Nevin Sal points out, the Gemara itself, when describing this case, and Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph uses the word Menapetz, and therefore the Isser would be Menapetz, that if you have wool that has impurities, taking out those impurities are going to be a problem. It would seem to me that according to Rav Nevin Sal's Mahalach, I have to discuss with him, but it would seem to me that according to his Mahalach, there might be more room to remove a stain. That in other words, a stain that's not deeply embedded into the wool or into the garment, so then in such a case, that would not be Menapetz. Menapetz is purifying the wool from its impurity. So, Enechanami, if there is real dirt that's entrenched into it, so then in such a case, that would be a problem of Menapetz. But what happens if the dirt is not entrenched? What you need to do is you bang it off a little, and that would be enough. Just a little, that would be enough. So then in such a case, according to Mishnah Berurah, it's still Aser. Mishnah Berurah says that already, by definition, anytime you remove the kesem, it's going to be Aser. But to say that's Menapetz, to say that you're not being Menar Talisa, you're not banging it and so on, you're rubbing it off, you're using your fingers. So then in such a case, it would seem to me there might be more room to say that would be Mutter against the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Mishnah Berurah holds that anytime, in any way, it's more than sitting on top of the garment, in any way it's embedded, even in the smallest way, in such a case you can't take out the entire kesem. And that is how we are noe halacha l'maaseh. That's from Da'kuf Mem Aleph.